In local news, the Raglan Community Board is meeting in the Town Hall Supper Room today at 1:30pm with the open forum first up. Issues up for discussion include the new traffic and public places bylaws, which include rules banning things like skateboards, rollerblades, scooters and other wheeled recreational devices in urban areas. It's not just on roads either. They're also seeking to ban them on footpaths, footbridges and any other public area. We don't know if that will include the skate bowl, but note that it is in a public park. There are also proposals to ban activities that are already illegal, like consumption of drugs in public places. We've also heard there's a possibility the long-awaited boat ramp fees will be included in the bylaw, but we won't be able to confirm that till after the meeting. There will be presentations from Extreme Zero Waste, Raglan Naturally, and the new roading manager, Grant Tregider, who joined council just in time for the cyclone earlier this year. Also up for discussion will be civil defence planning, Kaitoki Walkway, work at the wharf and a plan to plant out a number of public areas including around the water tower. And there is still plenty of money in the discretionary fund for community groups, and it looks like there is still confusion about the location of a switch for some of the lights at the sports grounds. Still with council, it looks like the new traffic bylaw will be used to lock in the one-way rule on Cliff Street. Up until now, it hasn't been possible to enforce the signs that say the street is one way, which may explain the number of drivers that have been reported ignoring it. The process means there is still a chance to go back to a two-way road for those who want to submit. It's something that cyclists might be interested in. There's also a plan to introduce parking limits on Cliff Street. And Waikato Regional Council says the water quality continues to be the most important environmental issue for Waikato residents after doing another of its three yearly surveys. The survey was done well before the recent cyclone came through, so while 42% of those surveyed picked water quality as the number one issue, climate change came in second at only 14%, with waste close behind on 13%. Urban and population growth were at 4% and air quality at 2%. And yes, we know that doesn't add up to 100%, but that's all the details we've got. And that is the Raglan News for Wednesday, 22nd of March, 2022.